You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long, running things behind the scenes. And on our talking text line, the head basketball coach of the LSU women's basketball team, Coach Kim Mulkey. Coach Mulkey, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Coach, I got to ask you right off the bat. I know you have always talked about this when we've got you on these early shows about pre-conference games and what you kind of set up each year scheduling-wise to, and what you're looking, and now in today's world, with so much changeover, if it's transfer portal people or freshmen coming in, it gives you a look at playing team basketball because all these young ladies that you're bringing in, they were all stars somewhere. It's about, you know, making it sure it fits like a glove out there playing basketball. Your thoughts early on getting off 14-0 start, but the early part of your schedule before you hit where the real action starts in the SEC.
Well, I do my pre-conference schedule a lot different than most people, and it varies from year to year, but I use the months of September, October, November, and December kind of like preseason. I had 8 new players this year. I don't know how good they're going to be at this level or how quickly they're going to be very good. So I don't overschedule and get criticized quite often for having a poor non-conference schedule. I know my team better than anybody. It's worked for me. A lot of teams, a lot of programs bring their players in the summer, and, man, they get after it, and they're ready to go. We go different directions in the summer. First of all, I need my break in the summer, but we have kids that play USA basketball. We have kids that travel with their families before they go to college. So I don't get caught up into bringing them and making them come to summer school and you know, just start. We're better than I thought we were, but the schedule's done in advance. And so I'm more conservative in the fact that I'm just not going to overschedule. I don't care what my ranking is. I don't care what they put us in the NCAA tournament. What I do care about is you always want to try to host the first and second rounds of the playoffs, and we've been able to do that. And throughout my career, I've been able to win championships as a 1 seed, 2 seed, 3 seed. So that's my philosophy. Now, I get the fans may not like it, and I get, you know, criticized all the time, but it works for us. It's worked for my staff, and we kind of can use those 3 months to really evaluate our kids.
Coach, you sort of brought it up a little bit, and I was going to ask you about it. Looking at this team, and it's hard to compare because it's real early now, but you seemingly, and this is just on paper and what you've seen early, you've got some really good depth on this basketball team. Sometimes in some years you got better depth than others. That's just the way it is. But so far, has that turned out to be a bit of a surprise to you, how some of the transfer portal people have come in, how the freshmen have come in to make an impact that would be major role players for you or starters for your basketball team?
You never know when you sign kids out of high school, because they haven't played at this level. So until they get at this level and play every day, or you have them in practice every day, you don't know how good they're going to be or how quickly they're going to help you. Now, we haven't played a tough non-conference schedule, and they have looked awesome. But we're getting ready to play the toughest 16 games, the main part of our season, and I'm going to learn a lot about them. You know, a true test of character doesn't surface until things don't go to suit you. So as I told them in the locker room today, we're going to flush that non-conference play. We gave ourselves an A+, didn't lose a game, whoop-de-doo, it means nothing. Now I'm getting ready to see how many of you really are ready for elite college basketball.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Coach, I remember, it goes to show how time passes so quickly, when you first got in Flauje Johnson on your team, and now to see the growth with Flauje and what she's basically the leader of your basketball team. Talk to a little bit about first getting there and now today in her growth as a player, but also you need a leader out there. You need an alpha, somebody that other people can look up to and say, hey, I know you've been there, done that, and we look up to you to be the leader when things get difficult for us.
Well, she is the only one. I shouldn't say the only one. Malaysia Fulwali has a national championship ring, but of the kids that came, the freshman, Flauje is the only one that has it. She is an alpha, but man, do I have some alphas. I really do. The amazing part to me right now is the unselfishness, because when you have a lot of alphas, man, that can be a disaster if they're all selfish. But I think the hunger for another national championship keeps them from being selfish. Of course, you know, our style of play keeps them from being selfish. We're very entertaining. If you sit and watch, these girls can do things that I say most guys can do. But here's the part that's just got to get better. Here's the coach in me. We have got to depend on defense and rebounding, because we are going to be guarded in the SEC. It is going to be tough. There are going to be nights where you don't shoot it well. But by gosh, we got to be solid on the defensive end, because I think a lot of times in the non-conference, we just kind of think we're going to outscore the opponent. Well, you're not going to do that in this league. It's going to come down to a defensive possession, a big rebound, and that's what I have to keep preaching to them every day, because they're very, very talented. They're very confident, but what they don't realize, so are some other teams in this league.
Coach, it's something that Mike and I talk about all the time, is that, you know, the SEC historically has been dominant in football. It's always been great in baseball. But in recent years, the strength of the conference on the hardwood, men's and women's basketball, has really seemingly increased. And no different this year. Three top five teams are in the SEC. You know, out of the top 25, it's eight. I know you've talked about the non-conference rankings, and it doesn't really matter until you get into conference play. But I want to get your early thoughts on the SEC this year, what teams have kind of stood out to you, and who are going to be the real challengers for LSU once they get into conference play.
Well, your first comment, I couldn't be more proud of the men's side in the SEC. I came from the Big 12 5 years ago, and the Big 12 was dominant on the men's side. I think the SEC probably took offense to that and started investing more. And so now I just think men's basketball has just exploded since I've been at LSU. On the women's side, I think Texas is the most poised team we have right now in our league. They've got returning players. They went to a Final Four last year. They guard you. They play defense. They're tough. They're physical. And then I obviously have to talk about South Carolina. South Carolina has what Texas doesn't have, and that's national championships. So don't you ever count South Carolina out, because I know they played earlier in the year and Texas won, but at the end of the day, those are the two power teams in our league.
Coach, and bringing in new people every year, and it's always now going to, until you know, we pass on, so to speak, that's just the way college athletics are. Tell us a little bit about Kate Koval, and also Grace Knox, a freshman coming in. For people maybe who they all enthralled with LSU football, you know, with Lane Kiffin and everything that's happened, a little bit about Kate and also Grace Knox.
Kate Koval, we recruited her out of high school, lost her to Notre Dame. She went to Notre Dame and played. She called at the end. Well, she got in the portal, and then I thought, maybe we need to call her when we saw that, and we did, and she wanted to come here. I mean, it got down to us and Notre Dame, and we really worked Kate hard. Kate's brother, ironically, has a degree from LSU and is working on a master's degree. So we had a connection there. Kate, family's from the Ukraine. She speaks, obviously, both languages. And ironically, her dad is in town, and he's fighting in the war right now. And he's off for 3 weeks and got to see her play the other night when she had a double-double, which was the first time he's seen her play at LSU. He was at practice today and called me. He doesn't speak English, but Kate called me over there where her dad was, gave him a big hug, and he gives me a box of chocolates from the Ukraine. So now she had to interpret, you know, what it said, but I'm getting ready to have that after supper tonight. I'm going to eat a box, you know, as many of those chocolates that I can. So what I told her is if we make it, which we hope to the playoffs, you got to win 6 games to win a natty. And I said, this chocolate flower that has all these petals on it, I said, I want you to bring me another one when March gets here. And every time we win a ball game, I'm going to eat a chocolate.
That's a great story, Coach. It really is. And it goes to
great
show.
Great knocks. Yeah, listen, you know, kids, she said it at the press conference the other day. Let me back up to Kate.
Okay.
They asked her about her dad being here in the war. She says, well, what I can tell you is I know for 3 weeks when I go to bed, I'm going to see my dad the next morning. He's not going to be killed because he's not over there in the war. That was so touching to me. Yeah. Grace Knox, unbelievable athlete, talent. Could go down in LSU history as one of the finest athletes, basketball players that's probably ever played here. And she's just going to get better and better, undersized somewhat to play the post, but it doesn't affect her. She's about 6'2 and runs the floor like a deer. She's going to pull the chair out from under you defensively. You're not going to get her many times down in the post where you bury her. So she's a special, special talent from California.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. And want to tell everybody, New Year's Day, 7 o'clock at the PMAC. You open up conference play against Kentucky. But I knew you were going to be on tonight. And Bobby and I do television at noontime on Tuesday. So they got reporters there. They want to interview me about stuff I remember as a kid for New Year's Day. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, when you grow up in Louisiana, there are certain things that happen or smells that you remember. My mom, and it was always like that, black-eyed peas and rice, cooked cabbage, and she would always stuff bell peppers. Always had stuffed bell peppers. One of my aunts would make a ham and all. But the smell, because there it is distinctful now when you cook cabbage in a house, that smell of that cabbage. And it, okay, if you're in Louisiana, I think everybody who's grown up here, we have caught that smell of that, and it's so distinctful. And so, you know, Bob and I were talking about it, that you know you Louisiana when you hear that, talk about black-eyed peas, that cooked cabbage, and for me, I remember my mom always stuffing those bell peppers and stuff like that. But that's sort of kind of ingrained into your brain. I'm 65 years old, so those sort of things kind of popped up in my head. I had to think about you, because growing up in Louisiana, there are certain smells cooking wise that you don't smell somewhere else.
Well, it's probably the spices we put in those things too. And listen, you got to throw some cornbread in there as well. You got to, you know, sap up all that liquid from the cabbage and the black-eyed peas on that cornbread, and man, you've got your New Year's meal.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. We hope to talk to you real soon again, and keep up the great work for LSU, and you've made such a difference. I talk to high school coaches in this area where I live, and they all say, you know, LSU basketball has made such an impact women's-wise by the amount of young ladies that go out for basketball today than, say, 5 years ago. That's because of you.
Well, I appreciate that. When I came here at my press conference, I said I want to make everybody better in women's basketball in the state of Louisiana, not just LSU. And if we can get one more kid to try out and one more kid to our ball game, we're doing something.
Coach, thanks so much, and best of luck to you. And Happy New Year.
Same to you guys. Take care now.
Thanks, Coach.
All righty. The head women's basketball coach of the LSU Lady Tigers, Kim Mulkey.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.